And now welcome on the call, the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Russ Huseman. Good morning, Russ.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning. A 31-21 victory in your home opener Saturday against St. Francis. What pleased you about the way your team played?
Well, I mean, it was a tough one. St. Francis, pretty physical football team. They've got some really good players. And, you know, I think we responded pretty well. I liked offensively the efficiency of our offense. We were very balanced run pass. You know, we had 30 first downs in that game. So I was pleased with how we moved the ball. Wasn't pleased with a couple turnovers there. And then defensively, you know, we fought and, you know, gave up a big play right for the half and, you know, one scramble for a touchdown. But, you know, we're growing as a defense. Got a lot of confidence in our coaches to make sure that we eliminate the big plays. And then special teams, you know, kind of not tremendous, but we did kick the ball well. Jake Larson kicked it really well. So, you know, we came out and we knew it would be a tough game. And, you know, St. Francis plays a lot of people pretty good. And so glad to get a victory there.
First question from John O'Connor. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning. Coach Huseman, could you update us, please, on the status of Aaron Dykes? Looked like he went out with a shoulder issue there and didn't come back. Thank you.
He's got a shoulder sprain. We'll see how he progresses this week. It looks good that he'll play. But, again, I mean, he's got to feel better. But wasn't the worst shoulder injury. So he'll be close. Probably be a game-time decision on him.
Russ, if I could follow up by asking about those defensive tackles and how they're coming along in your view.
Oh, some good, some not so good. They're learning. You can see some improvement each and every day in practice and each and every week. And so, you know, again, neither one of those guys, they've got two college games under their belts, and they're young guys, and they're fighting. You know, we got to keep those guys getting better.
Thank you very much.
Russ, with Aaron going down, a higher workload for Savon Smith, and he certainly took advantage, 128 yards on 22 carries. He's had a great year, had a great game at UVA, both as a runner and a receiver. Just talk about the night that he had and the progression he's made throughout his career there at Richmond.
Yeah, he's done a really good job for us. You know, we knew very early on he was going to be a good player. You know, he not only, you know, had the rushing yards and the catches, but, you know, now he's our punt returner, and he had a 19-yard return on a punt return. Really proud of where he is in his game. You know, and then the one guy, Mylon Howard, stepped up and gave us some big runs and a couple big first downs. You know, he had a nice catch for a first down late in the game. So we feel good about Mylon, too. So, you know, we got three or four backs that we feel really good about. But obviously, Dykes and Savon are our go-to guys.
With the passing game, Reese with 250 yards and three touchdowns, but maybe more impressively, 30 of 39 and seven different guys with at least two catches. How much does it help to be that balanced and have that much depth among guys who can catch the ball?
Well, I mean, that's what Billy's offense is. I mean, he's going to spread it around. A lot of people are going to get touches. You know, I don't know if we'll ever have a guy with, you know, 14 catches for 190 yards. I mean, it's going to be, you know, everybody's going to get their fair share along with the backs. And that's kind of what he does offensively. And I like it a lot. It keeps everybody active in the game. But our wide receivers, I mean, they're doing, you know, they deserve to get the ball thrown to them because they're doing everything really well. They're blocking, their assignment sound, they're playing hard. So, you know, Reese has got a lot of people he can go to and that I think can make plays along with the running backs at wide out.
In the game, three offensive drives that went at least 75 yards, some in the 90-yard range. How big was that in the flow of the game to be able to control the ball that way?
Oh, it was huge, Rob. You know, And sometimes when you get the ball down there on your own 5-yard line, you get a little nervous. But, you know, we've had a lot of – we got it out of there against Virginia, drove it down the field there too. So we've had a lot of success backed up, and it really helps. I mean, you know, you could get the ball down there and go 3 and out, and the defense is right back on at midfield. And, you know, to get first downs, to flip the field is huge. And I think we actually – not only flipped the field, but we probably scored on a lot of those, or, you know, had one turnover late on a big drive. So, but that's a credit to our offensive staff. They're doing a really nice job with that.
Want to switch to the other side of the ball. Certainly a big night for Aaron Banks, a couple of interceptions, including that pick six that sealed the victory for you. Maybe talk about his night and how you felt like your defense played overall.
Excellent day for Aaron Banks. He's a really good player. We've got a ton of confidence in him. You know, he not only had two big interceptions late in the game, but, you know, he tackled really well during the course of the game. He filled the alley on some screens. And, you know, what you have to, I mean, they're going to try to block your perimeter guys, and he has to, you know, has to fit down there. And he did a really nice job with that. Really good player. Smart, and you know, we're really thrilled to have him, and he'll continue to grow and be really good this year for us.
I know you touched on the defensive tackles with John, but coming off the Virginia game, where you talked about some of the things you needed to improve on, how did you feel like you went from week one to week two?
Okay. Again, we still, you know, just to get better in 1 week is pretty tough. You know, I think St. Francis had a pretty experienced veteran offensive line, and we kind of held our own for the most part. You know, we played the run game fairly decent, other than the quarterbacks getting out on some scramble stuff. I think any of the run game that you know, that were involved with backs, and we did a pretty decent job there. We're working hard to stay in our gaps and stay in our rush lanes. So it is a learning process week by week. But, you know, they're pretty good players. I mean, they got some athleticism to them. And I just think they're going to continue to grow and get better as the year goes on.
You've also been working a lot of guys in. Who is maybe some guys that you didn't necessarily think were going to be big contributors coming out of the fall that – and maybe opened your eyes in the last couple of weeks?
Well, I think I'm not sure if we had anybody that we didn't think, but, you know, Bryson Parker's a young guy that's playing well, and he's playing strong safety and our dime. He's doing a nice job. You know, obviously Banks has had a good year last year and is continuing that. You know, up front defensively, we're doing okay. We're fighting in there. I tell you, a guy that had a really nice day, Connor Devaney, was out. Brooks Haggerty, who he's played some this year and played some last year, had a really nice day blocking. Really pleased with him. So up front, you know, Keith Covey is filled in. He's a redshirt freshman and done a nice job in there. So, you know, it's kind of about what we expected across the board here with any of our new kids.
Your team back on the road Saturday to face Lehigh, 1-1 team. They had a tight game last Saturday with Georgetown. Just as you started to study them, what are some of the challenges that they present for you?
Well, I think they're well coached. They've kind of, If you look back last year, you know, they struggled really early in the season, and then late in the season, really played well. Won maybe three out of their last four. They made a quarterback change. The quarterback they have is really good. He throws a great ball, but you know, I think the thing he can do is he can hurt you with his legs some. They're a little young up front offensively. I think they're playing a couple true freshmen on the offensive line, but their backs are both back, very strong runners. And then their wideouts are pretty good. Defensively, I just talked to Billy, and Billy said they'll fight you every snap. They're physical and relentless on defense. So, I mean, it'll be, you know, it's not going to be the same game it was here last year. It'll be a tough one up there. They play well at home. So we got to we better be ready to go in this one because they're good enough, obviously, to beat anybody on their schedule.
All right, Russ, safe travels to Lehigh. Good luck on Saturday and look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks, Ron.
All right, thank you.